Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I do admit I got rope-a-dope by Bill Joe because I actually thought, I really
that
did,
that Jared Stidham was going to be the quarterback?
I did. Yeah. And he, I guess he still may be if Cam Newton isn't healthy. But
right,
if Cam
right.
Newton is healthy, he is going to be the starting quarterback.
I mean, there's no question about it.
But I really believed it. I really bought into the fact that Bill saw something in him and that he didn't go after Andy Dalton. He wasn't going to go after Cam Newton. They didn't use a premium draft pick on a quarterback. I figured he was going to go with Stidham. And last night, two pieces of information came out. One, that they signed Cam Newton. And then two, and look, you and I can mock as much as we want the idea of Bill and the Patriots filming the Cincinnati Bengals. But the bottom line is the NFL fined them $1.1 million, and they took away a third-round pick, so they saw something there.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they did. And they'll just brush it off like they do everything else.
Of course. Of course. Look, they've lost.
Another 1.1. Bob says, Bob Kraft says, no problem.
You know why? Because $1.1 million, $5.1 million, first-round picks, third-round picks, it's all worth many, many Super Bowl championships.
That's it, of course.
And I think that's how most Patriot fans view it.
Yep.
I think that's how Bob Kraft views it, and I think that's how Bill views it. But here's the bottom line. They did something with their film crew that the NFL deemed worthy of fining them and taking a draft pick away.
I don't see why you'd have, you know, a Bengal-Brown game, and we got to, like, you know, whatever they got to film on the sideline that they were so concerned about. You know what I mean?
Well,
it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Can I bring up a comparison? And you tell me if this is a good
Watergate
comparison.
Is that what you're going to
yes.
bring up?
Yes. Now, the presidential election of
Nixon
1972.
Yeah, no, right. It's ridiculous. Right.
So, I mean,
no, I know. That's the best comparison you could bring up.
Okay, right, good. That's what I was thinking about when you're describing the Bengals.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And do you really need to do it?
Right.
But you got to admit, the timing is hilarious. The timing's hilarious. They come out with signing Cam Newton, and then 5 minutes later comes out the fact that they got docked a third-round pick and $1 million in fines.
That's probably the league. The league probably did it that way, just to give them a little. Okay, I already got Cam Newton. Oh, boy. Okay, let's zing him a little. Let's take a little edge off of that. You know what I mean?
I think it's the other way around. I think Belichick and the Patriots
you think
knew
that's
this
the other
was
way?
Coming out.
Right. I guess so. So they figured, let me do this now?
Well, think about this. So we have lived in a time in which we haven't had live sports in a while. So any piece of news turns into maybe bigger than what it actually is. And so if this story comes out without a Cam Newton signing, right? Just last night it comes out, Patriots lose a third-round pick, $1.1 million fine. Their television crews are not allowed to shoot any games during the 2020 season, you know. Senior club officials are required, you know, all the stuff that came out. And there was no connection with a Cam Newton signing. More people would be talking about it.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Less
yeah,
people
I mean,
are talking about it.
I mean, I still, to me, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I don't, do you, I mean, do you really care about that they got signed?
No.
I mean, other people may.
No.
But, no, it doesn't matter. It's not taking any Super Bowls away. Belichick's not leaving. He's not leaving anytime soon. So
I'm not saying, Joe, that it's affecting my view on them.
No, but I know. Well,
it
just re-enhances people who already think that they're cheaters, you know, going Spygate and, you know, Deflategate and all the other gates. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's all it does.
Well, they've got three things attached to them now. They've got the Spygate. They've got the Deflategate.
So
now they've got this.
Three more Super Bowl championships than they have things attached to them.
It's a good way to look at it.
And they've actually been to six more than they have things attached to them under Belichick. Unbelievable.
That's well said. Yeah. As far as signing Cam Newton is concerned, you know, why not? You got nothing to lose. They're not paying him a lot of money.
No, of course.
And I think
one year, $7.5 million. Was that the deal?
1 year, $7.5 million. There's incentives in the deal.
Right,
but
right.
When you look at Cam Newton in 2015, you see one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You see a guy that put together a tremendous season, a Super Bowl season, an MVP season. Over the last 2 years, he hasn't been great, and health has a big, big part of it. So if you're Bill Belichick right now, you see an opportunity to bring in a guy who, when healthy, has the talent to be a top quarterback in this league, but a guy who the reality has said over the last few years hasn't been great. I think he's lost his last 8 starts in the NFL with 10 interceptions. He's 31 years old. Mm-hmm. You hope he's healthy. I hope for his sake he's healthy. Right, I'm certainly not rooting for the team's success, but I have no issue with Cam.
We don't need Cam Newton coming back all the way back. That's not helping our cause. That's
no. No, but my view on the New England Patriots today is the same as it was yesterday. They're probably going to win the AFC East.
Right. Of course.
That's what I look at.
Until you and I see differently, of course we think that. How can we not?
Yeah.
You can talk about Buffalo all you want, how approved Buffalo is and this and that. I mean, of course you think New England's going to win. Even if Stidham still was the quarterback, we're thinking that.
Exactly. If Stidham was the quarterback as compared to Cam, and we'll see if Cam can stay healthy and is the starter. I believe if he's healthy, he's the starter. I don't think there's any question.
No doubt about it.
But I look at Bill Belichick as the greatest head coach in the history of football. And so until proven otherwise, I don't care who his quarterback is. I fully expected and expect that the Patriots are the team to beat in the AFC East. So how does it affect me as a Jet fan? How does it affect Bill fans, Dolphin fans? I don't know how each individual thinks, but to me, I was still giving Bill the respect he deserved that this is the team to beat no matter who the quarterback
was. I still think, and I will maintain this until we see it otherwise, it goes the other way. I still feel more confident in Bill winning in New England than I do in Brady winning in Tampa. That's how I feel. That's my feeling. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those interesting storylines of 2020.
Well, I think it's going to be the most interesting storyline will be playing.
Well, yes.
But after that,
is there football?
Right. After that, that really is the most interesting storyline of the NFL season. What Belichick does without Brady, what Brady does without Belichick.
Oh yeah.
I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah. And the other thing was, and this only was enhanced over the last week, is that clearly Jamal Adams doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be a Jet anymore. That is obvious.
It's really aggravating me.
Of course it's aggravating because the guy now who I still want to keep is like desperate to get the hell out of here.
And if he leaves, he'll go win a Super Bowl wherever he goes. I mean, you know that's going to happen.
Maybe. Well, or eventually he'll end up with New England, even if the Jets don't trade him.
I mentioned this last week. I have counted... And maybe there's more, but off the top of my head, 4 Jet number one draft choices that have moved on to other teams and won Super Bowls with the other team. 4.
Darrell Revis.
Right. Yep.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Yep.
James Farrier.
Oh, I forgot about him. So that makes it 5. James Farrier I forgot about James Farrier. So that's
really?
5 now.
Great.
Now we got 5. I'm glad I forgot about it. That's why I said at least 4. So now we're up to 5 with Farrier.
He was a first-round pick in 97, if I'm not mistaken.
One of the guys is the biggest name of all of them. Well, maybe not. I guess he's bigger than Revis. I'd still probably say that.
Who's that?
John Riggins. And I got another guy.
Who else?
If you remember him, in fact, he's all over the place politically now, but Burgess Owens, mm-hmm. who was a number one pick out of Miami for the Jets in the 70s, he was on the 80s Super Bowl winning Raider team that won.
Wow.
So that's 5. Now that you hit Farrier, that's 5. And maybe there's more. I mean, I only came up with 4. So that'll be a 5th. And if Adams goes and leaves and goes and wins wherever he goes, that'll be 6.
Has he made you want to trade him any more so because of what he's been saying and doing? Or are you still firm on you don't want to trade him?
No, I'm so disgusted with it. You know, I'm disgusted with it because I'm tired of this stuff. You know, we got a top player that we drafted. You know, we went through this with all the drafting, mm-hmm. and now the guy's going to be gone. What a shock!
So Here's the way I look at it. All right, I don't know if a girlfriend is a good example. I don't know what the best example is. But as much as he doesn't want to be here, as much as he hates me and hates you and hates all of us as Jet fans, because that's how we feel. We now feel like he hates us.
Right. No, especially says he wants he doesn't need a new contract to go play for the Ravens.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, every kind of insult to the fan base he's tried, I still hold my breath, close my eyes, and say, I still love you. And I don't want to trade you. It's still not the right thing to do. So even though last night he's tweeting out, I salute Bill Belichick, congratulations, Cam, which I didn't even have that big of an issue with.
Yeah.
But I guess my issue is I think that everything he's trying to say now is a way to get the heck out. That's like now my feeling. He's trying to push every button he can to eject himself away from the New York Jets, and I still don't want to do it. Despite all that, I still don't think it's the right thing to do.
I'm with you. You know how I feel. I don't want to see him go. I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of it. And really, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, I'm tired of it.
I got to tell you, I do like the fact that Greg Williams and Adam Gase said the right things.
Yeah, well.
They're basically saying what we're saying. We still love you.
Yeah.
You know, despite all that.
I don't know what to say. Like I said, the whole thing just disgusts me. I don't know. I'm tired of it. I'm beleaguered. I am more beleaguered than I've ever been overall, and more beleaguered with this, with the Jets. It's just another typical situation.
But, Joe, despite all the things you may be beleaguered about, I got one word for you. Melky. That does not excite you. The milkman has arrived.
Melky Cabrera is a Met.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, let's add one more to the list that you were putting together.
Oh, there's another one? Who'd I miss?
Jonathan Vilma.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God.
There's another one right there.
Oh, so now we're up to six now. I forgot about Vilma with the Saints, right? Oh.
With the Saints. Remember, he didn't fit six. Eric Mangini's defense.
Oh,
so.
My God. Right. Right. Well, I mean, the problem was, didn't he actually tell us? I guess he didn't. What knee actually had the injury?
Right, right.
So now we're up to six. Just think about that, Jet fans. Six number one draft choices that left the Jets and won Super Bowl somewhere else. Six, bro. Six.
Six.
That's a big number.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.